KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's mostly cloudy and 28 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to be partly cloudy today, a high near 50, with winds northwest at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Marsha, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency on the square in Greenfield. In area news, a woman from Nebraska was injured during a single vehicle rollover accident Monday evening near the Cass-Pottawatomie County line. The Iowa State Patrol reports a 2003 Toyota Camry driven by 22-year-old Agnes Santo Laco of Lincoln, Nebraska, was traveling east on Interstate 80 at around 4:50 p.m. and near mile marker 50 when, for reasons unknown, the car went out of control. The vehicle entered the median and rolled once, coming to rest on the driver's side on the inside lane of I-80 westbound. The lane was blocked during the initial investigation. Authorities said alcohol is a likely factor in the crash, which remained under investigation. The patrol says Santo Lego, who was wearing her seatbelt, was flown by Midwest Medair to the UNMC in Omaha. Red Oak police say the driver of a vehicle involved in a collision at around 5:45 p.m. Monday was checked by medics but was not seriously injured. The accident happened at the intersection of 8th and Joy Streets when a 2016 Chevy Silverado pickup driven by 56-year-old Gene Franson of Villisca struck a 2009 Nissan Murano driven by 43-year-old Shirley Urich of Red Oak. Authorities said the crash happened when Franson failed to yield at the intersection. Her pickup struck the Murano on the passenger side front door. The impact caused the Nissan to spin 180 degrees on the roadway. Airbags deployed on both vehicles. Urich was checked out by medics but did not require transport to the hospital. Franson was cited for a failure to obey a stop or yield sign. Damage from the crash amounted to $9,000. A traffic stop just south of Elliott at around 12:10 a.m. today resulted in the arrest of 33-year-old Corey Ross Smith of Elliott. Smith was arrested for driving while revoked for OWI test refusal. He was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $1,000 bond. Atlantic police Saturday arrested 36-year-old Jacob Kern of Atlantic on numerous charges. Kern was taken into custody for two counts of felony child endangerment with injury, three counts of child endangerment, assault with injury, simple assault, and harassment in the first degree. The arrests stem about a call about a man who was allegedly intoxicated and being abusive to children in the home. Kern was booked into the Cass County Jail. And last Thursday, 26-year-old Morgan Dvorak of Atlantic was arrested for driving while revoked. She, too, was booked into the Cass County Jail. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office reports two recent arrests. Friday afternoon, 27-year-old Cole Jacob Benton of Hamlin was arrested on an outstanding warrant, charging him with possession of methamphetamine, third offense. The charge is the result of an investigation into an incident that occurred at Benton's residence in Hamlin on November 9th. Benton was later released from the Audubon County Jail after appearing before the magistrate. His preliminary hearing was set for January 4th. The incident remains under investigation. And at around 1 a.m. Sunday, 26-year-old Nicholas Allen Augustus of Carroll was arrested on an outstanding warrant for failure to appear at a revocation of probation hearing on an original charge of possession of meth. He was picked up from the Carroll County authorities and transported to the Audubon County Jail, where his bond was set at $5,000. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning, Marilyn Lou Peterson, age 83, of Winchester, Kentucky, a native of Shelby County, died December 9th. Graveside services for Marilyn Peterson will be this morning at 10 o'clock in the Harlan Cemetery. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Mary Joan Christensen, age 70, of Harlan, died Wednesday. A mass of Christian burial for Mary Christensen will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Randy Hagan, age 64, of Atlantic and formerly of Anita, died Friday. A visitation with the family of Randy Hagan will be held today from 10 a.m. until noon at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Anita. Mary Monahan, age 95, of Harlan, died Friday at Avoca Specialty Care. A massive Christian burial for Mary Monahan will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Nancy Carlberg, age 65, of Greenfield, died Thursday. Celebration of Life services for Nancy Carlberg will be held tomorrow at 7 p.m. at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Larry Miller, age 74, of Harlan, died Wednesday at Murtu Medical Center. Funeral services for Larry Miller will be held on Thursday at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Joni Grace, age 53, of Guthrie Center, died December 12th in Des Moines. A celebration of life service for Joni Grace will be held on Saturday at 10:30 at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Jeanette Marie Dotzler, age 88, or Dotzler, I should say, age 88 of Defiance, died Friday at Little Flower Haven Nursing Home. A massive Christian burial for Jeanette Dotzler will be held December 27th at 11 a.m. at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. And Delmer McElfish, age 91, of Messina, died Saturday at the VA hospital in Omaha. Funeral services for Delmer McElfish are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.